Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
The Valley's Fun Music.
1057.
Just
to be the next to be with you.
Why be alone when we can be together, baby? You can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
You got to run to win. I'll be
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Fall Creek. This is 105.7 CFW.
Down the one night stands, and everything around
1057 CFW. Remember this one? This is 105.7 CFW. rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Ooh. day. Pride will tear us both apart. Well, now pride's gone out the window, cross the rooftops, run away.
We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've ever considered creating a prairie in your outdoor space, now is the time to learn all about it. The Chippewa Savannahs chapter of the Prairie Enthusiasts will be sharing everything you need to know on Saturday, March 30th, starting at 10 a.m. It's at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. Here's something to satisfy your taste buds. Chippewa Valley Burger Week is underway through the end of the month. The celebration gives you the chance to taste all types of burgers and at a special price. More info and a list of the restaurants taking part can be found at volume.org/burgerweek. And the solar eclipse is April 8th, but you can get your kids ready with a special eclipse event on Monday, April 1st at 4 p.m. The fun is free and happening at the Menominee Public Library on Wolski Bay Road. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Parents of students at Chippewa Falls Senior High School got a surprising letter this week. School officials have alerted parents that custodial staff discovered a substance that tested positive for fentanyl in one of the women's restrooms on Wednesday. The letter sent to parents assured them that school officials are investigating the incident and reviewing security footage to determine how the substance entered the school. Law enforcement authorities seized the substance and conducted a canine search of the rest of the building. Law enforcement authorities are investigating the death of a woman in the city of Ladysmith. According to the Ladysmith Police Department, authorities received a report of a woman found lying in the snow on Wednesday morning around 8 a.m. When officers responded, they found the woman dead in the snow. The death is being investigated with a Rusk County Coroner's Office, but authorities say there's no evidence of foul play or an ongoing threat to the community. The woman was not identified. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for your Easter Sunday. Highs in the upper 40s. A little bit of rain developing in the late afternoon. Light winds. For Sunday night, we'll see rain chances continue. Could mix with a little bit of snowfall overnight. Little to no accumulation. Lows in the lower 30s. Right now, it's 40.
CFW.
Yeah.
80s.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
90s. And more. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
She's just was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. Soul.